Blog Talk Radio.
Still feeling the pain from exiting the womb of ignorance into a world designed to kill me at birth. I am protected. The Elder Council consisting of Grand real, send forth the energy to make us feel our work is not in vain. Glory be unto their name, for they train us to adhere to the teachings of Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, Harriet Tubman, Queen Zinka, King Hannibal, John Henry Clark, Fannie Lou Hamer, Robert Williams, Huey P. Newton, Khalil.
MasterGrio.com. We always want to send Sister Jackie a special shout out for allowing us the opportunity as well as the responsibility of listening and learning with the people at the same time. We say black power, all power to the people, to you here on this evening. Real talk with Brothers Keeper. As usual, we always got a real good show lined up for you all on this evening, and we're going to be speaking with what I consider to be a living legend. He is also the son of a legend. None other than the chairman, Fred Hampton Jr. Brother always has a lot of things going on in his local hometown and abroad, and as well as in the spirit of internationalism, as Brother Malcolm spoke about. Brother is always doing everything. I don't think there's a time in the morning or the day or night that he's not working toward the collective liberation of the people. So we will definitely be talking to Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. of the POCC. Very good brother, very hard-working brother, one of the most sincere brothers in the movement today that I know that I've ever met. And what we're going to do right now, we're going to get back to a very, very quick musical interlude, and we'll be back with our special guest for the evening. We'll be right back with you with Chairman Fred. Real talk with Brothers Keeper, y'all. Check this out.
While you are black intellectuals trying to integrate, white oppressors annihilate black people, black countries, black futures. Do you really want freedom while preachers teach them to lean not to thine own understanding while rocking away into death? Fake soldier boys or American gangsters fill prisons due to ignorance. No time left. Get free or die trying, cause we gotta roll.
I gotta roll. I gotta roll. I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll. I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. Move me a old lockdown, burn it down, get them out. Rap brown lockdown, it's a wretched, turn it out. The genocide, Halliburton getting rich. Marcus did some stuff with a snap, crack, a pop, pop, drop, and lock. Boom. White supremacy oppressing you and me. Real, no time for no blame with no answer from my chest. So watch me shoot at this from my people being oppressed.
I gotta roll. I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll. I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know.
We trying to set our people free, but you down or you not. Stop the sale, hustle. Get some cops off my block. Ain't got no time for no Xbox.
mind. I gotta stay up on my grind. Ain't got no time to let go. Shine. We in a vibe of stupidity. With that TV, VH1, Flavor Flav, MTV, and BET. Go! Watch us spin the roll while we hit. Stop, so play a go! Let no shabby thing while we get knocked up.
I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom. You ain't know. I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. Why you pimping now? I gotta roll. Why that monkey is showing? I gotta roll. Since my mind is distracted, I gotta roll. While oppression is happening, I gotta roll. While we ride to that good bump, bounce and we get crunk. Lean and we walk and we on that good bump. Love when that jump. Eat and we drink and we splurge to the street. Unemployment growing up, brother getting pulled over by the business, get shot up. Dance to them videos, fantasize about pimping, glamorize these garbage clothes while all prison
boys. I gotta roll.
I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know.
Mothers and fathers, while you at the club shining, your sons and daughters are dying. Car rims, misguided priorities, sports team affiliations, man, their weapons of mass distraction, but yo, dumb, keep buying. What about freedom? What about justice? What about equality? What about our history? Man, I guess y'all don't give a damn about that. Man, I gotta roll.
I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know.
Yes, indeed. Ain't got no time to be playing. We got to roll. While we out there playing and carrying on, white folks is plotting to kill us. And that's what they're doing exactly. While we being reactionaries and sitting around playing Xbox games and teaching our children how to snap, drop, and roll, and pop and lock and all that stuff, white supremacy is getting worse day by day by day. The police state is not coming. The police state is here. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper by way of MasterGrio.com, and we have Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. on the line with us. How are you, big bro?
Hey, spirits are strong. Revolutionary appreciation. Give me a little time to wrap the listeners, bro.
Yes, sir. We appreciate you sharing this time of day with us. Brother, we know you always got something brewing up there in the shy. What you got going up there, big bro?
Yes, indeed. In fact, as we speak, I'm out here in the field now, so I hope it'll be all right. I'm doing this interview over the cell phone.
Oh, do it.
Right on, brother. A number of things are going down. I'm sure as you already been abreast that we're planning, and we're on the ground for the upcoming annual Chairman Fred's Peace Party. This is going to be a particular special thing in particular, being this will be marking what will be his 60th birthday, being not for the federal government assassinating Chairman Fred December 4th of 1969. And for those who missed it the last few years, we go right to the site. The site in which one of the most brutal acts of terrorism occurred on U.S. soil. And I ain't talking about no September 11 in New York. I'm talking about December 4th, 1969, the day in which the federal government via Chicago Police Department assassinated 21-year-old Chairman Fred and 22-year-old defense guy DeMar Clark. We're going to be there, you know, saying the full strength. We usually do it on August 30th, being his birthday, but this time we're going to do it on August 31st, being we got a lot of forces, you know what I'm saying, including yourself and some other forces coming up from down south and down New Orleans, a lot of the survivors from Hurricane America. We say Hurricane America as opposed to referring to as Hurricane Katrina, being that we like to get credit where credit is due. I'm also just touching back down. This was locked up a few days ago. Fighting a few trumped up charges, you know what I'm saying? In fact, I know this one comrade that said one time recently, he said, I'm an off and on political prisoner, you know what I'm saying? You know, he caught the end, you know, somebody else snatching me up. This last thing happened July 25th, this past Friday, which we got the POCC, we have one of our campaigns, the POCC Safe Zones. Again, that's the POCC Safe Zones. And these are designated areas in which, you know, we have with the street tribes or the unpoliticized street tribes, and we use that term as opposed to referring to them as gangs, because we say the worst gang in Chicago is Chicago Police Department. And we have areas in which we designate, you know what I'm saying, with a lot of these, you know, these brothers and sisters get like a, basically a non-aggression pact where they can come together, you know what I'm saying, to do certain things, you dig? In particular areas where the youth come from school, that, so on and so forth. And in one of those areas, they was having a memorial for one of the, you know, one of the cats that, you know, took on the streets. The pigs that rolled down on them, you know what I'm saying, shut it down and tried to set up a situation where it can become antagonistic, which, you know, they can engage in horizontal violence or fighting amongst each other. And this was, it was terrible, but it was fine because it further exposed that the police and the government, you know, saying they're not trying to stop gang banging. They're not trying to stop crime. Cause in fact, we tell people, anybody that believes the police won't stop gang banging believes that Don King won't stop boxing. Because yeah, reality is, it's an economy. It's a lifestyle, a livelihood that this system that the ruling class benefits off of and in fact exists of cats getting out amongst each other. So we went over to the neighborhood, dealt with some of the contradictions, and the pigs had to, you know, saying, got to use some real low-down terms, you know, saying to the community, and to the little sisters in particular. And we had, you know, we engaged in some protests over there. The pigs had targeted me, you know, saying, told the other pigs, you know, saying the vamp on me, locked me up. They threw me inside the wagon, and the people responded. I'm talking about, you know, all the different street organizations, everything, you know, the elders, the youth. You dig? In fact, they had me inside the wagon for about in excess of an hour. Inside the wagon, because the people refused that the wagon lead the community, you know what I'm saying? And they brought about five helicopters, you know, five ghetto birds into the community, brought the whole media thing and that a whole lick. And so what ended up is we got about 10 arrests total. And my next quote is August 22nd, but it's important that I sum up a lot of these things because people need to understand the importance of a protracted struggle. A lot of people say, okay, was it worth it? You know, just exposing the contradiction. Some of the concrete resolutions that have come after this attack already is that all the different forces on the streets, I'm talking about, even if they engage in, you know, they engage in some contradiction, you know what I'm saying, some different activities, they have put some resolutions for that all of them are going to have these, at least a cell phone with a camera on it, you know what I'm saying, the same situation, because we've already got, you know, four or five people that's involved footage to us, you know, an actual situation. And it's really just to stress the whole importance of the role that the people got to play. Everybody ain't going to be on the front line getting down, man, but this is a two-case scenario where the people had our back, you know what I'm saying? Everybody played a particular role, man. And I was going to put this in, I really want to add this in also. It was in response to, they had a memorial about this brother, Denny Ross, who was about 18 years old. And it was a lot of things they were saying in the community, like, well, he got murdered over a dice game over $2 debt. We up the ante even with, you know, say how his brother should be remembered. And it's kind of like we flipped the script, similar to like every time when the pigs kill somebody in our community, they kind of liquidated to like, well, man, he should have had an education, or he should have went to school, or he should have done this and done that.
Yeah,
we flipped it, exactly, blame the victim. We flipped it. This was a case scenario where they tried to make, you know, so many cases in our community, our deaths are like Field Marshal George Jackson say, they be light as a feather. We said, you know, it's just time that, you know what I'm saying, we flipped the script. The ruling class, the state, the oppressor, they deaths would be light as a feather, you know what I'm saying? And we should remember the casualties in our community, you know what I'm saying? And because even our people, you see how people talking about, you know, when they teary-eyed and talking about, you know what I'm saying, when the ruling class takes some losses, you know what I'm saying? And with us, it becomes a norm. We become cold-hearted or immune to losses in our community. Or we don't say 500 bucks themselves from gang members got shot. We need to up there and say, man, no, they death should be light as a feather, and the death with our people, man, you know what I'm saying? They should weigh heavy on the minds and conscience and the hearts of the people.
That's correct. We're going to really have to destroy the image of the paper tiger, as Brother Jackson spoke of in Blood.
Yes, sir.
You know, I mean, shoot, just like we bleed, they can bleed. And I always love to refer to down in Georgia, there was a young man, it was a certain town where they only have like maybe five or six policemen. It's a very small town from what I understand. And they talked to the young man shoplifting. They said it was a young man strung out on crack, you know what I'm saying, bumped into our community, even in the small rural towns, you know what I'm saying. And said he was real fast on his feet, and the police could never catch him. He was, you know, a known shoplifter. Wouldn't hurt nobody, just run the store with a pack bag of chips or something to run out. And then the pigs didn't have nothing better to do than to set up a sting operation for one lone shoplifter, you know what I'm saying. So they finally caught the little cat. And he ended up dying in their custody. So we already know what happened. They killed the brother, you know what I'm
saying? No doubt.
So this is what went down, though. After they killed him, somehow the police captain's house burned down and the police station burned down. That's how you handle business. That's how you kill the image of the paper tiger. I mean, just like they bleed, just like we bleed, they can bleed. And this madness, it ain't going to end until we learn to exercise and speak out and say an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a limb for a limb, a head for a head, and a life for a life. That's the only way to get on in.
Let me stress this too, that and a lot of times people say, "Well, man, Chairman Fred, you be over analytical." But it's even important, even our terms. I mean, we say it's impossible for any, you know, saying, for the oppressed people, for the colonized people to steal anything. You know, I mean, or to be a bag of chips, whatever. The reality is, you know what I'm saying, these forces are liberating. In other words, freeing up stolen resources. Even they can't sum it up politically. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And as the visionary minister UEP News said, you dig that. The system, they recognize the importance of euphemisms. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they know it's important. They say that Columbus discovered America, or, you know what I'm saying, or they have on the side of their police cars that they serve and protect. We must struggle, you know what I'm saying, to internalize these words and terms, you know what I'm saying, everything from we heighten the level of consciousness that people can be clear. There's a difference between rebelling and rioting, liberating and stealing, you know what I'm saying, and revolutionary as opposed to reactionarism. So we need to make, you know, just, you know, go overboard stressing the terms, and, you know, saying again, it's impossible for anybody, you know what I'm saying, any of the victims to steal anything from the oppressor. You know what I'm saying? All they got is stolen, you know, everything is together stolen resources.
That's right. It's very funny that you say that. I was watching a DVD by Queen Mother Moore, one of the speeches that she made, and she said the same thing. It's impossible for a black man to steal anything for a white man. All you're doing is taking back what already belongs to you.
Real talk.
Seriously. And while you on that subject, big bro, if you will you explain to the listening crowd the importance you spoke about, Dr. Huey P. Newton, and the importance of terminology and propaganda. Will you explain to the listening crowd, the radio/internet land, how important it is for us to get our terminology down and use the correct terms and call things what they really are?
It's extremely important, you know what I'm saying? Chairman Fred's always be saying, man, you know, everything is political, you know, and we say that we distinguish political from electoral politics, you know what I'm saying? We say electoral politics, that limits you to just plantation politics, Democrat, Republican. You deal with, you know, but political, everything is political. Words, terms, fashion, everything. And the words, you know what I'm saying? In fact, Minister UEP do say that we must even stress, we must even politicize the gun. For, you know, what distinguishes our gun from the pig's gun, you know what I'm saying? From state's gun. And, our terms, you know what I'm saying, and lay it out in the way that it becomes second nature, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, not just doing February, not just doing Black History Month, not just doing Mexican time, but stressing these terms.
That's right.
Stressing these terms, the people can be internalized, you know what I'm saying, and it becomes second nature. People can be able to distinguish the victim from the criminal. This is one of the tactics that the system has been able to lay down on us, you know what I'm saying. And for, you know, you know, sometimes we see ourselves, you know what I'm saying, we sympathize, for, you know what I'm saying, for the criminal, you know what I'm saying, the same criminals that lay their lick down on us, you know what I'm saying, and we use euphemisms for us, you know what I'm saying. We must use brutal terms for brutal realities, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to saying terms like bonds, and let's call it for these are ransoms, as opposed to somebody get locked up, they were kidnapped, as opposed, you know what I'm saying, we even say Polish brutality, that's a euphemism, because reality is, you know what I'm saying, whoever you are, wherever you are located at, when the flashing blue lights come behind you, behind that car, or if you're walking on you in that car, when the flashing police lights come behind you, we all experience the same sentiments of terror from the top, from tip of our toes to the top of our heads. You dig? We don't know if we're going to be the next one, Miabu Jamal, Rochelle St. Q. McGee, or this Amadou Diallo. And that's terrorism. And we get, as opposed to gentrification, calling for this land grab. And we know it's embarrassing to admit that we're oppressed, man. That's real talk. It's embarrassing. But, you know, so we can acknowledge that we are a victim. We can say that we can be a fighting back victim.
That's right. That's right. That is correct. And we have to learn to start calling things what they are. And what's beginning to happen is that we begin to liquidate on the form of this container. We think and we talk just like white folk. We've been trained to do that. So, you know, like you said earlier, you know what I'm saying, a brother get, you know, mowed down by pigs, and the first thing we say, you know, well, he should have had an education. He shouldn't have been out there.
Mm-hmm.
We've been trained, you know, when we integrated with these folks. John Henry Clark said that after we integrated, we thought that we didn't have to do anything for ourselves. So if we would successfully come together and build some type of economic structure for us to be sustained, self-sustained on an independent basis, a whole lot of the crime that we do commit, and most of the crime that black men and women do commit are crimes because we ain't never had enough, basically, as a mass of people. And we're just trying to get back what's really rightfully ours, and we just go about it in the wrong fashion. You know what I'm saying? But we have to learn to call things what they are, because, see, they're very good at this. They use their white supremacist media, you know, like the situation you just went through. You know, we see that on the news, and next thing you say is that, you know, radical spokesperson for the PCC, son of former radical leader of the Black Panther Party. You know what I'm saying? And they use these words to divide and conquer us, and we go.
Yes, indeed. I had a struggle with, I remember some months back with one of the prior arrests I was subjected to, and this cat who, you know, he claimed to be progressive. You did, he had put out some standard, like, oh, we got to talk to Lil Chandler Fred, you know. He automatically, you know what I'm saying, you know, like I just went out, you know, like I just did getting arrested, like I, you know, like I was the aggressor in the situation. And even now, I hear a lot of cats say, you know, he on some personal thing, a vision, his father's actually, you know what I'm saying. And I let the record reflect. You know, I'm not a masochist. I'm not a, you know, I didn't grow up looking forward to going to the penitentiary. I didn't grow up looking forward to getting my brains blown by the Chicago police or getting, you know, assassination attempts. I don't romanticize revolution. I know it's a price to pay for this here, you dig? Right. And but I put in context the situation and the conditions that we're dealing with, and, you know, and come to the conclusion that, you know, we have no other choice but to struggle. You know what I'm saying? I wish that all the by all the contributions and prices that not only Chairman Fred but so many other forces they paid, that I wanted to take the position that we take, though, you know what I'm saying? But they got our backs against the wall, you know what I'm saying? And I did an interview, in fact, it was this piece. They get this upcoming piece on American Gangster they're supposed to be doing, this time it's going to be on the real American Gangster, this one of them, this criminal, J. Edgar Hoover. And they was interviewing me about it, and I was saying, you know, let the record reflect, you know, get these criminals credit. The Jacob who was in the Richard Daley's, man, Chicago, you know what I'm saying, and the rest of these Rockefellers and the rest of these criminals, they also play the role of producing cats such as myself, you know what I'm saying? These conditions breed us, you know what I'm saying? They bring us to the conclusion that we have no other choice but to struggle.
That's right. And, you know, I'm glad you said that, you know, like people have a habit of, you know, we've been trained. Our oppressor picks our leaders for us, and some of our chosen leaders, they romanticize freedom fighting, you know what I'm saying? As Khalil Muhammad put it, you know, you got cats making appointments to get locked up, you know what I'm saying? Don't know, you know what brother in his right mind wants to go behind enemy lines, you dig what I'm saying?
Right,
so,
no doubt.
Know, of course, if you can stay from behind enemy lines, we will.
Yeah.
You know, Marcus Garvey said that a revolutionary cannot be concerned with certain consequences, mainly
exactly.
The right thing for the collective liberation of the people. But,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, we have to learn to differentiate a freedom fighter from a Uncle Tom Porch Monkey civil rights fighter who gets arrested by appointment and is out of time enough to go home and eat dinner with his family. You know what I'm saying?
These are strategic moves, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like up here, Kev, you need to be concerned. With, I mean, somebody who does not only, you know, have your interest at hand, I mean, who very clearly, you know, decide themselves as your adversary, and they start acknowledging and picking leaders for you. I mean, it's like, even on the streets, just by street law. If you're one particular street organization and the ones you fight against, they start picking out these other people, so I think this would be a good guy to lead y'all. You're going to say, hold on, man. I mean, why would you, you know, if you're picking this guy, I know you're not working in my interest, you know? And in so many cases, the state is able to go, you know what I'm saying, just literally go grab a guy without no history, you know what I'm saying, just throw him in the bag of cornmeal and make him up and say, this your leadership, you know. I was speaking to some cats earlier, even with this phenomenon right now, you know, I know, you know, right now it might go against the grain with a lot of people, you know, their thoughts and ideas, but even this Barack Obama phenomenon, you dig, it's a, I joined a coalition, I'm saying, I recommend people go watch that Manchurian Candidate movie, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people say, well, you know, he has some history in Chicago doing civil rights acts, I said, no, I'm in Chicago, on the ground, in fact, this is the central base for the POCC, you know what I'm saying, the community don't know this cat from a can of paint, I mean, you know, this ain't no conspiracy thing, I'm telling you, what we know, you know what I'm saying, we are here on a day-to-day basis, been out here for a day-to-day basis, but the state is able to go just throw a cat out there and say, okay, this y'all new leader, you know what I'm saying, and run and see so many times over the media, people say, okay, maybe I missed it, maybe he is, you know what I'm saying, so no, we're not going for that, and this has been the case, and so many case scenarios where they would just go manufacture some cat and throw them out there to the people. A lot of people engage in liberalism, and we're looking at liberalism to kill us all. And many people are very critical of us on how we call certain forces to question. I mean, I remember in particular with this Barack Obama phenomenon prior to this presidential run when he's running for the U.S. Senate. a lot of people was upset with us because we held him, these opportunists catch Russell Simmons, the rest of these cats to question. He didn't, we said, man, ain't gonna be no hip hop summit unless some points of unity by addressing with the African attack terrorism being a political prisoner and other issues, you know what I'm saying, will be acknowledged. And a lot of people still, we didn't even allow Obama to come on stage and see the African attack terrorism bill. A lot of forces, even forces who call themselves aggressive, was upset with us, and y'all shouldn't do this, Chairman. This is going to be the first black U.S. senator. We the opposition. Well, we don't care. We're going to be the first black Martian. If they don't recommend it to the people, man, it's a wrap, you know? And we say a lot of people in particular, we speak French too much. We speak French at the wrong time. You know what I'm saying? When it's beneficial to the state, you hear us start saying, we. When it comes to going to the backroom board means getting them grats and, challenges of yourself, expenses of our people, it's about them. But then they come out, you know, so all of a sudden, you know, so we need to start talking about we.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We're going to have to really learn to stop allowing our oppressors to choose our leaders, you know. And I wish the brother no ill will, of course, you know. But I mean, like you said, I don't know him from a can of spray paint, and I know your ears are close to the ground, you know what I'm saying? And information you get, you normally share with us. And I'm, you know, ain't like I ain't never heard of the cat, but I mean, he just really, you know, really pops up out the blue. And I remember they asked Brother Malcolm about a particular black politician, and he said, well, you have to judge the man according to his associates or his friends, you know, who he's surrounding himself by. And I see him, you know, Obama being surrounded by no one. Of course, I wish the brother no ill will, but, you know, if I'm going to vote anything, you know, it will be for Sister McKinney. You know what I'm saying?
And that's real talk. And see, I think a lot of times we set ourselves up, you know what I'm saying, set ourselves up for disappointment because, I mean, a lot of people question me, well, you know, do you think this cat or somebody else is gonna sell us out? And we've seen a lot of times. I mean, reality is no, they don't sell us out because I mean, like, they haven't even lied or even put forward a false position what they're gonna do for the people. I tell people a lot of times, you go back and listen to the old O.J. Simpson footage. He always said to the dope, man, I ain't up for none of that black stuff. But a lot of times our people start saying, well, no, he got this secret plan. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hear a lot of people in the community to this day. What's the secret agenda he got? We just, you know what I'm saying? Everybody know about it except him. When they get in there, they're going to do this mission about just, you know, working with the people, man. But, I mean, just cut.
Such a secret, he don't even know about it. We said
he don't even know about me. You know, we set ourselves up, like, you know, he's going to do this and that, you know. And just be objective observers of the actions. You know what I mean? The first thing come out of his mouth, you know what I'm saying? And this ain't no subjective personal thing with him. This just is an analysis on, I mean, cause really, them cats come a dime a dozen, you know, so I'm just using them as a case example. I mean, they like Britney Spears, you know what I'm saying? They come a dime a dozen. But they're bringing these cats out, you dig, and this contradiction that we black people that we go for. In fact, we say black people in particular are treated like the Rodney Dangerfields of all races. In other words, no respect.
Right.
You dig? And these cats can come out. The first thing come out of his mouth, I think, for the Democratic nomination is he want to commend Israel and he want to commend the Zionists and he got Israel back. You know whatever they do, so on and so forth. You can't even imagine. Mood or anybody or the prime minister of Israel winning the election, the first thing come out their mouth, they want to, I'm not even going to say the Black Panther Party or POCC, none of the likes. I'm just say some softball organization. You can even imagine them saying they want to acknowledge NAACP or something like that. You couldn't even see that. But you know what I'm saying? But the thing is that we go in our community, you know what I'm saying? We started to take the abnormal. It's normal. It ain't cool, man. It ain't cool.
Been dealt a blow to the head, which has rendered us dead. Chairman, we got a call on the line. Let's take this call real quick.
Let's do it.
Thank you for calling Real Talk with Brothers Keeper.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, big brother? Brother Adair, what's going on from the Supreme Being? How are you, sir?
I'm good. I just, you know, I've been digging the whole show, you know. I was on last week, so I just wanted to call in, support you, and ask the brother, how you doing, Fred?
Hey, but spirit is strong, you know, no surrender.
That's good. I was just wondering, have Obama even tried to even come close to contacting you or anybody from the party?
No, well, for the record, the POCC has drawn out on his Senate run. You know what I'm saying? In fact, we literally put the African terrorism bit in his hand when he went on the Senate run that he engaged in prior to his presidential run. So you did, a lot of times, catch and say, well, maybe they don't know this, they don't know that. In fact, the whole team is aware of us. You know what I'm saying? So we done put these campaigns forward to them. So yeah, he's even familiar with the POCC as well as the major campaigns, in particular case of our Minister of Defense, Aaron Patterson, as well as African Terrorism. He's aware of.
Okay. No, I was just saying, had he even tried to even approach y'all? Because, like I say, I know he don't have a black agenda. I know that, but I feel like he should at least acknowledge, you know what I'm saying, the elites or the real black people in this city. And it's not like he's not even acknowledging them, let alone anybody else on a national level. So I was just wondering, had he even came close to even saying even a what's up to the Black Panther Party, or you know how they had the senator from here, the Jewish cat, trying to give some kind of apology for slavery, which I think is absurd. That's an insult to me to even try to apologize for that. But I just want to have even came close to acknowledging what you did or what they did to your father, most importantly.
No, let me say this also. See, and that's why we are struggling for structure, and that's why I say this. I see, POCC, we hold cats accountable, man, and we this is important. You know what I'm saying? It's a criminal psychologist that said one time that behavior is affected by consequences, man. And it took us a long time, you dig, to let these cats know, you know what I'm saying? You just can't get us just with those. I mean, we not just up with no black unity. I mean, if that's all you talking about, you want to get some black folks together, you can have a reaper party. If that's all you're interested in, you get some black folks together, man. You dig, when the stakes are too high, man. And again, we call more of a criteria. It was the POCC that didn't allow that punk puffy cones across Illinois state lines with that boarded that garbage. Well, a lot of people got caught up with that garbage. We say organize that, man. And this, you know, we had a campaign. This ain't no personal thing with him. We had every other presidential candidate before. You can recognize our opposition to the 2004 elections. We had a campaign called The Mass for the Masses. We say any one of them, if they run up from garbage collecting Detroit, Michigan, or President of the United States, if they take no position on political prisoners, plus no position on reparations, plus no position on African anti-terrorism bill, it equals no vote. So ain't no personal thing with him. You know, so this is a cross-the-board position we take with all these forces, you know what I'm saying? And it's very objective. Only time I ever voted in my life, bro, the only time I ever voted in my life was for Aaron Patterson, and he ran for state rep. And but it wasn't no personal thing. On the top of his platform, the African anti-terrorism bill was on there.
That's right.
Yeah. No, but see, the reason why I was saying that is because I made some comments about Obama on a DVD that I did, and somebody came to me and said, well, you don't know how Obama thinks. So I just wanted to ask you that because I said, I know he ain't never tried to get with Fred Hampton Jr. I said, I know he never apologized for what happened to his father. They said, well, you need to prove that to me. And so you just did it for me. So that's one of the main reasons why I was.
Hey, also put it in your facts, brother. I just testified in front of the United Nations, man, a couple of months ago, myself as well as our Minister of Defense, Aaron Patterson. We just testified in front of the rapporteur for the United Nations, man. Some of the conclusions that came out of the United Nations was that, man, in fact, we did it right after Malcolm's birthday. They acknowledged that Chicago was the torture capital of the country. This is about eight records. The United Nations, the Chicago was the torture capital of the country. The situation with John Burns, the torture that was exposed in the city of Chicago in particular, man, he has made no mention of it. At a time when we had Daley, Daley is the one who George Bush refers to as the most powerful mayor in the country. George Bush spent his birthday with Daley. Daley's father was the mayor when they assassinated Chairman Fred in 1969.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Car-carrying Klan members.
Say it again, bro.
Yo, them Dailies ain't nothing but car-carrying Klan.
Man, no doubt. And the connection with Bush, at the time we exposed all these contradictions, man, people was on the radio, and they was on the radio to my man, should we support Obama because he's black? Everybody called in, yeah, we should do that because the black thing to do. Beep, 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 breaking news across the radio station, as opposed to Bill Doc Walls, who was a black candidate, and Dorothy Brown, who was running against Daley, Obama kissed the ring of Daley, man. He said he's supporting Daley. At a time when all the torture, the role that Daley played as a state attorney, all that was being exposed, man, you know, he supported Daley.
Mm. And there's been some questions of whether Daley was partially responsible for Harold Washington's untimely death. You know, they told us he just, you know, up and died.
That's more questions than Twilight Zone in Chicago with the politics, you know.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. That's cool. We're going to take a quick musical break. Chairman Fred, we did learn from the Honorable Dr. Huey P. Newton that power is the ability to define the phenomenon or make it act in the desired manner. And one of phenomenons right now that we have is music. And I remember hearing you say that we're going to have to learn to be political in everything that we do, everything from our day-to-day lives to even what we listen to, the way we watch TV, as Brother Adele so eloquently put it in one of his dissertations. So we're going to play this cut right here called Free Dome. Y'all check this out. Real talk to the people.
My mind is free, free, your zone. Check it out. You try to hide me from myself. You didn't want me to know my own will. Oh, you tried to make me feel inferior. But now the light shines, revealing your lies.
Chatting live with the chairman, Fred Hampton Jr. How are you, sir?
Hey, spirits are strong, brother.
Wonderful, wonderful. Look like we got another call on the line. Caller, are you there?
Hey, Brother Jabala, how you doing? This is Brother Ron. Brother Ron.
Hey, Brother Ron, how are you, sir?
I'm fine. I'm just thank you for sending me that text message about this show. I couldn't miss it, man. Brother Chairman Fred, how you doing?
Hey, Spirit is strong, brother. How are you? How are you?
I'm fine. It's an honor to hear this. Like, I got a chance to view the murder of Fred Hampton about your father. The documentary came out in the early 70s, I believe. I think it should be required viewing for everybody to learn about the wonderful man that you came from and the wonderful work that you're doing. But my question is you to this. Whatever happened to the naming of the street in your father's honor? And what the hell happened to Bobby Rush?
Let me say this. Let me stress. I know I'm being redundant, brother. As I said earlier about them terms, man, we had to check that off. That Gacky, Mike Gray, the white left dude, had the opportunist on that film. He done a strategic the term is let's struggle with it, brother. The assassination of Chairman Fred. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people say, what's the big deal? Man, the Yankees and Crackers know the importance of it. That's why they say Columbus discovered this. You know what I'm saying? They say President John F. Kennedy was assassinated. Let's stop being on top of our turns, brother. You know, the assassination of Chairman Fred. And it is should be required viewing, no doubt, brother. I recommend also another piece of footage that you watch is the Audio Rebellion. Again, it's the Audio Rebellion. It's a piece that documents the work of the POCC. That's Prisoners of Conscience Committee. Talks about the work we're doing coast to coast, and also the fight, the struggle about the street sign, the importance of it. And a lot of people say, well, it was the state never approved the street sign in Chicago. But understand, this is a protracted struggle, and you must be out of politics to be distinguished defeats from victories, man. We said that street sign campaign to the POCC was like the May 2nd, 1967 move by the Black Panther Party about challenging the Mumford Act about the ability to carry arms in public. A lot of people say, well, they lost the campaign similar to Mumford and won. However, it put on an international level and heightened level of conscience of the people, man, about, you know, why the government wants to be armed. This street sign exposed so many contradictions, man. I don't know if you're familiar with the fact that U.S. Congressman Bobby Rush had brought forth charges, in fact, federal charges, they call the FBI. He called for the FBI on live footage, man, to have our minutes information locked up on some trumped up charges. He did. It exposed what lengths this government would go to that we can't speak in our own interest. In fact, you can go on the FOP, that's the Fraternal Order of Police website, and you can see the letter that they actually sent to all the aldermen. They said, man, y'all can't be talking about no freaking happening. We got y'all leaders for y'all. You got Ron Sistank. Ron Sistank is the one who's supposed to found the Chicago Defender newspaper. They said Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King. You can take out you want to take it. I'm just telling you what it is, man. You can bake it, boil it, or fry it. I'm just telling you the meal they tried to serve to the people. This is what they said. Go on a Fraternal Order Police website and look at the letter that they sent. John Donahue, letter he sent to all the aldermen, told them that those are the leaders they can they better not talk about no friend after. This is a spokesperson telling grown people, elected officials, this here. It exposed so many contradictions. We get a street sign going up on ourselves. We put up there on this birthright. And it sprouted a whole bunch of other campaigns. We've seen in New York campaign for the Sonny Carson, France, the street named animal Mia Bouchamar right next to Jacob Bada Alley. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times it's good that they attack us. You know what I'm saying? And they brought a lot of media footage. And they said, well, Chairman Fred saying this and that. Yeah, he said this and that and done this and that. And we cop it, don't please for him. And we say, in fact, whatever the press do to get the press up his back is justified. And so they help bring light and attention to him. You know why they hate him. And they want people to acknowledge him. To this day, they still shoot up Chairman Fred's tombstone, man, right now, every year, to this day, down in Hainesville, Louisiana, man. He's still shaking him up from the graveyard. Right now, Menard Penitentiary down in Southern Illinois, they got me and Chairman Fred's picture in every gun tower. If you can call the picture of me and him, they had 6 months of your time. Right now, they call it a STT, a security threat group. And these contradictions need to be exposed, you know what I'm saying? You know, and in fact, a lot of people talk about, man, Chairman Fred always going to jail, always being attacked by the police. I see, man, like during the era of child slavery. If somebody told me they're there addressing the business, you need to look at some of them people who come on the plantation, they ain't getting no whips on their back. You know why? Why the master all friendly with you? You know why? You know why they don't live a trip with you? You know what I'm saying? So we need to look at that though, man. But I just want to reiterate too, man. We calling everybody out. Come on out here, man. This August 30th and 31st, man. Chicago, man. We doing the Chairman Fred. We doing it his way, Chairman Fred street style. We putting that sign up again ourselves. The people doing it. You know what I'm saying? We don't need to. A lot of times I'd be locked up. A lot of organizations to be asking me, well, man, is the POCC, is they chartered? Is they this and that? No. We don't think we got to go to the same old precedent kicking for their foot on our back to get no validation from them. I mean, we had to check one reporter one time. She referred to my mother as Chairman Fred's girlfriend. She said, man, that was Chairman Fred's wife. Not because Gangsta Daily said it. You know what I'm saying? Because they said it. He was going to say, man, he said, why y'all always say Chairman Fred as opposed to your father? Man, the people, that was bad. That was our leadership. The people acknowledged him as a chairman. Not because, you know what I'm saying, he got no channel for nobody. Minister Doc Satch was the Minister of Health for the Black Panther Party. You know what I'm saying? Man, because the people said it. Man, we got to stop going to the same ones, get their foot on our back, and get some sort of validation from them.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Brother, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Very good brother there, Brother Run. Very good brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And if you're just not tuning in, you're listening to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper, and we're talking with the chairman, Fred Hampton Jr., very diligent worker for the liberation of the people. And as he just got through speaking with Brother Run, there have been some questions about Bobby Rush. And he's been accused of being an agent. And you judge a man by his actions, and his actions are thereof of an agent. As far as the going on, I heard about that that letter. I just didn't know it was true, and you just confirmed that.
Like a lot of times people say, when I talk, they say, well, Chairman Fred, you never draw a conclusion for the people, and I do this for a number of reasons. Not because I'm engaged in liberalism, because we want the people themselves to draw the conclusion. As Black Panther Party stated, our job is to heighten the level of consciousness of the people in order to be conducive with the conditions. Again, heighten the level of consciousness of the people in order to be conducive with conditions. All I'm going to do is say, I recommend people go see that footage out of your rebellion. Go see it for themselves, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so a lot of times people get caught, you know what I'm saying? If you take a position, people get caught with subjectivity. Well, East Coast, West Coast, older, younger, male against a female. Man, we say, we on the correct side of history. We on with the politics. Ain't no subjective position. So we say, man, the facts. The proof is in the people. You know what I'm saying? And, There's some serious contradictions in that movie. I don't want to go too much into it, without giving it away what happened. But I can say this: it's rated R. That's for reality. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no actors in it. It's real deal, real action. So when people are gonna say, you know, for themselves, go see it and draw a conclusion, you know, and get back to us. And we open for dialogue on it. In fact, we're gonna be doing screenings. They can get in contact with the POCC, do actual screenings of the movie Audio Rebellion. You know what I'm saying? We can dissect the movie. We open for that.
Yeah, that's good. That's good business. That's good business. I just read, I just saw another documentary today, and they were saying how COINTELPRO, which the government did admit was an illegal entity, that Homeland Security is just a branch of that, you know, basically the Patriot Act and all that stuff, but just another branch from that tree, you know.
Yes, indeed.
And I just said that to say this, you know, anything that they used to do, they still doing it right now.
More intense.
They still doing it right now.
They doing it more intense. You know, they doing it, you know, more intense, more Machiavellian, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They get more intensified with their tactics.
That's all. I mean, they slick and snot with their stuff, and we always want to act like we surprised, you know, when we heard about what was that prison overseas, Abigail or something like that?
Abu Ghraib,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. I try not to pay too much attention to it, you know what I'm saying, because as far as I'm concerned, when the devil begins to cast out the devil, then that man can no longer stand, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, little brother told me in the community, little brother told me, he said, man, Chairman, I thought that was processing. You know, we go through that in Cook County Jail every day, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, for real. You know, I mean, you can cry crocodile tears, you know what I'm saying, for one of our oppressors beating on another one of our oppressors. You know, there's a such thing as the Eastern slave trade, and they still, you know, tying Sudanese children up behind houses right now. I mean, they still practicing slavery over there right now, as far as concerned about those sand crackers, you know what I'm saying? So as far as I'm concerned, let them kill themselves. My point is, like you said, the brother was like, oh, shoot, that's what we go through on a daily basis.
No doubt. And it's important we see the time. And it's for, like, I mean, because reality is, you did, what, I mean, you know, when I'm in Nazi Germany, man, Adolf Hitler was doing, Mussolini and the rest of these cats, they was engaged on black folks on the north coast of Africa 40 years prior to that. You know what I'm saying? They call it a nice word, like Africa Corps. You did? When these attacks go on us, it's called war gangs, war drugs. You know, they use these type of euphemisms. You know, when people are violated, you hear stuff about the Geneva Convention rules and the rules you got to treat a prisoner. You know, we, I see Geneva Convention rules us, man. Yeah, they're going to apply for, say, Humane Society or pet care rules for us and state, you know, out of Confosum. That would have been a revolutionary leap. You know what I'm saying? You look at, you know, you look at these Nicholas's shows, the Oath of Orpheus and so on and so forth. They tell you about it's a certain amount of time you can keep a dog in a cage. You know, it's in guidelines. You know, when it comes out to us though, man, the sky's the limit with the attacks. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they get these Negroes and Nicholas to justify these moves.
Yeah, that's real, though. You know what I'm saying? Like you say, we are the original victims of terrorism. I mean, Michael
no
got locked up, you know what I'm saying, for got locked up for some, you know, with some dogs, you know what I'm saying? And you got, you know, I mean, Emmett Till, the other day, man, I was at the gym working out, and I met a brother who said his uncle and his grandfather were lynched by the same cracker who lynched Emmett Till. You know what I'm saying? These cats before, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just, like you said, you know, they even rules and regulations when it applies to animals, just none when it, you know, comes to black folks. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Chairman, we got another caller on the line. Caller, you there?
Yes, I'm here. How y'all doing?
All right, how are you, sister?
We good, sis. How you feel?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to call and make a couple of comments and also ask a question, Chairman Fred. First of all, I wanted to commend you for a couple of things. Number one, the way that you used the word protracted struggle, how you used the word protracted to describe our struggle, because a lot of people get involved in the struggle maybe due to emotionalism at first, and then they fall out or get disillusioned and become armchair revolutionaries. And what we as a people need to realize is that protracted means long and drawn out.
Yeah.
It's going to take a while for us to get free, but it can be done. You know what I'm saying? So I like your use of that word to let people know what you're in store for, and you got to be down, and you got to have heart, and you have to stick it out, because if we don't see freedom in our lifetime, then we must fight for it and pass it on to our children so that maybe they can see it.
Yeah.
The other thing that I wanted to say was that I was at a friend's house the other day, and I saw a book that was written by Khalid Muhammad's son. And just in looking out at the outside of the book and paging through the contents and also just reading the introduction, it shocked me to see that he's basically forsaken the memory of his father, who's now an ancestor. And, you know, he is not at all, I'm sure, who his father intended or wanted him to be. He is doing nothing, it seems, you know, for the struggler or in pushing, continuing to push for our freedom, or continuing to take his father's footsteps or walk in his footsteps and pick up, you know, that torch like you have done. And so I wanted to commend you for that, because when you're the son, someone like your father, or the son of someone like Khalid, you know, a lot of times you know what's going to come with that just from the name alone. And sometimes it's easier to turn your back and run and hide from your responsibilities. And the steps that you and the brothers here in Memphis, such as Brothers Keeper, those things are not easy things, because you get death threats. You get, you know, your mail coming to you unopened. You get all of this stuff. And putting yourself on the front line, it's not fun. It's not for fame. And it's a sacrifice you're making for people. So I wanted to commend you for that. And I also wanted to commend your mother, because I'm sure that you had to be a strong black woman in order to continue to pass on your father's memory to you, to help you become who you are. And so on that note, I just wanted you to share a few words for the sisters who might be listening to in the spirit of your mother and how you grew up with her and what she did for you, to explain to us how important it is, because most of the time we are the educators of the household. We are the tenders of the children. And to explain to us how important it is that we pass this on to them, because what's going on with our people is also is going to hit them, and we have to protect them and prepare them to take on this protracted struggle as well. So if you could just comment on that and just explain why we're important to what you're trying to do as well.
Right on, sister. Revolutionary, appreciation for all your comments. I'm trying to remember this piece I put in this poem. It's a poem I put together for dedicated to Chairman Fred. I might paraphrase it. Dear Daddy, a lot of people want to know how it feels to be fired by you. Love by the people, sweat about it. Love by the people, sweat about it. You know who. Your grandbaby, she sends you a love. That leader you chose, our daddy, that was the one. So that was it. I'm paraphrasing it. But I feel myself fortunate to have fallen from the tree of two freedom fighters, and I always make it a point. In fact, I see a lot of times my introduction that in the eyes of the United States government, I'm a three-strike offender. One, just for being African. Two, for being the son of Chairman Fred and of Akua and Jerry. Three, for continuing to fight for liberation of my people. And, I mean, everything from being suspended out of school for writing, articles or pieces on Chairman Fred. And one of the major tasks of the POCC, and we've inherited this, and we didn't take a lot of forces like this, is we defined ourselves also as the caretakers of the legacy of the Black Panther Party. And, be whoever it be, So we would address, that was the POCC that drove down on Robert Grenville and Spike Lee, for that garbage, that slanderous piece, that one-man play on Minister U.P. Newton. We say, in fact, with us, legacies are more important than our life. We feel that we got a certain amount of time to be here, Legacies serve as a prototype or an example for people to move forward in the future. If you don't cross your T's and dot your I's with legacies, it can distinguish Reverend Nat Turner being a crazy madman as opposed to revolutionary, or Harriet Tubman just being some Negro spiritual as opposed to revolutionary. I remember times, I think I was about 12, 13 years old, and just to tie it to one of your initial points you put forward, the struggles that come with this here. In Chicago, I know y'all probably heard about the infamous Hulk. That's the Hulk, H-A-W-K, had a cold to get up here. And every year our gas be cut off here, like clockwork, we don't have the resources to get over our gas for the house. And they were about 12, 13 years old. And these cats had bought this movie script to do on Chairman Fred. And the principal position that my mother had took, And I was like, damn, they trying to offer us a little few dollars, so we get our gas turned on. And the principal position, she refused to compromise. Basically, what the movie's going to do is make the pigs out of these heroes and slander the legacy of Chairman Fred. And I said, man, that's one of the examples. I said, man, I'm not fortunate. Chairman Fred was as well as myself was, a comrade such as she. You did, because so many times, people are trying to get at me, to circumvent and attack the legacy of Chairman Fred. But I really commend her, for the protracted stance that she has taken. Just for the record, she had just turned 18 years old, man. She was 8.5 months pregnant with me, and the prenatal care that she got was Chicago Police Department's revolver pressed on her belly. You dig? In 1969, she had to go see her husband, her comrade, Menard. 1999, she had to go see her son and comrade, Menard, one of the most brutal plantations in this country. And she ain't, she has refused. She has remained principal, whether it be broke, we ain't got no finance, none of this here, And I done seen the ruling class, as well as the petty bourgeoisie also, uphold a lot of these safe Negroes, for slandering the legacies of so many forces. She ain't to their position. She's a credit to our people, Again, I consider myself fortunate to fall from the tree from two freedom fighters, no doubt.
That's beautiful. And we really do have to stress the importance, that whole Willie Lynch thing, being that your father, went through that ordeal with your mother laying there beside her and with you.
Yes, indeed.
She was with child with you at that moment, for our sisters to, because they're natural nurtures, maybe just be quiet. I don't want you to end up like your father, and that took a lot of heart for her.
That was my
cell.
That was my jail cell. People tell me now I better be cool before I go to jail. I was locked up with her. Literally, that was my jail cell. We was in jail together.
Yeah. That's right. Well, we thank you all for tuning in to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper. We got a running out of time right here as far as being live. It'll still record after we go off the air. But we definitely want to thank you, Chairman, for spending this hour of your time with us. And this brother's always working in the name of the people. There's always questions about many people in the movement, that we've heard of. And this is one of the few brothers that I've never heard anything negative about. And a lot of people will start rumors, but I've never even heard a negative rumor about this brother right here. I know him to be a stand-up brother. We've been in the field together many a times. The brother is a stand-up brother. He's on the square, straight up. And, we're talking about comedic righteousness of my art when we're talking about that. Not talking about no Masonic stuff. This brother here is a square brother, good brother, stand-up brother. And anything that he's doing, he has the support of Brothers Keeper and the whole Memphis front down here, brother. So if you need us, we got you, brother. Anything you want to say to the crowd?
Well, let me reverse this thing, this position on you know, on you as, and all the listeners, and all of the, and in particular all the callers that called in. Revolutionary appreciation, and you know, without the support of people, I can't do what I do. I thank the people for allowing me. You know what I'm saying? Help me, you know, help set the climb where I can be me, you know, and I can do what I do, you know what I'm saying? And I can't stress that enough, you know, and, you know, I can't pinpoint, or, and I'll be on here all day, thank you, you know, every individual, but just, you know, thanks for the support, the continuous support, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? And I don't take it lightly, and it's for the people's, you know what I'm saying, adamant position. You know what I'm saying? They won't forget the contributions of Chairman Fred. Not look at it in a nostalgia type sense. Well, that was back in the 60s. Being able to make the connection to what's going down, you know what I'm saying, right now today. And again, so I'm going to say again, you know, we want everybody to come on over Chicago for the annual Chairman Fred Streets Party. Our contact is area code 773-256-9451. They can take the myspace.com/Chairman Fred Streets Party. Different flyers at myspace.com/ChairmanFred_2. You can get them flyers, duplicate them, put them out, put them on your MySpace profile page, send them to websites, get the word out, you know, get in contact with us, come on down. And again, just want to, you know, we say, man, free Ann Patterson, free Marshall, they come with free Sunday out of Colin, free me out with Jamal, free to move 9. In fact, we say, what's our code? We say, free them all.
That's right. One call, free them all. That's what we're doing.
Yes, indeed.
This here is Real Talk with Brothers Keeper, and we definitely thank you for sharing this time with us, Chairman Fred, and we'll see you shortly, big bro.
Thank you, brother. Forward to it.
Yes, sir. Free them all.
Yes, sir. Papi. Free them all.
Real Talk with Brothers Keeper. We out. Black power. Peace.
Here's to the flag of mine, the red, black, and green. Hope and its future bright, Africa has been. Here's to the red of it, great nation shall know of it, red blood shall flow of it, historians shall write of it, great black mind. Here's to the black of it, 400 million back of it, whose destiny depends on it, the red, black, and green of it, old flag of mine. Here's to the green of it, young men shall dream of it, face shall the shells of it, waving so high. Here's to the whole of it, colors bright and bold of it, pleased in my soul with it, thank God for giving it, great black mind.
Go ahead, fellas, let them hear it.
We thank you, Mother Glory, for all that you have done. We bow down in praise for the fight and victory won.
We will never.
I'm a victim, caught up in
his juggalo, Molotov in his car, gas can in his yard, poison in his food, leave him shaking like a retard. Cause it's the wind at his throat, check out how gorillas roll. Perry lives quick, break his arm at the elbow. Put the fire in his eyes, now you're feeling my cries. Riding high on black pride, trying to save black lives. We ride. This country with y'all blood on our chest. Oh, we took 500 years of this questionable mess. Y'all better get y'all shoulder got because your butt I'm gon' left.